not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Here, go play.
Here's the good news.
And a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News.
Not necessarily the news.
Or as some may call it, a slobber knocker of news reporting.
Let's start right out. What happened?
What happened? What's going on out there? Hey, our Hank Facebook Livers. On our Hank Facebook page. That's why we call him that. Tonight's lead story is actually, okay, I'm tracking this whole thing because Dickie's Arena, Thursday night, Keith Urban. Well, Nicole Kidman is already in town. Now, we knew that she would probably be in town, or at least they're starting the Lioness filming for the Taylor Sheridan Universe around the area this week. But she was seen Saturday, actually, with Taylor Sheridan. It was the MFAR Gala, charity big, like, you know, star-studded thing on the Dallas side on this past Saturday there. So she was there accepting and handing out awards and all that stuff like that. So that was her first appearance. So she's already in town right now and filming this week with Keith Urban coming on Thursday. And last night, the guitarist that is the rumored other woman.
Was her name Maggie something?
Maggie Baugh posted, and she'd evidently been very active on social media up until the divorce announcement and her name being thrown in there. Then she stopped, at least wasn't at this last concert tour date. She's been radio silent on social media, but posted teasing an announcement coming in a black screen.
Screen. No dot dot dot.
What do you think about that, bro?
I don't know.
I've got questions. And I'm a girl.
Of course, her dad is the one. His got the best quote in this whole thing. Somebody asked Maggie Baugh's dad. Said he, quote, hadn't heard one way or the other. Which is, I think most every dad would say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't been told one way or the other. I don't know what's going on.
Let's start right out.
No.
Hey,
I have no idea what's happening. That's what I'd say.
So all the cool kids in Hollywood are not just happy with Tinseltown anymore. Uh-uh. They want to jaunt off to the four corners of the globe and well beyond. So, Is Taylor Swift going to head to space like so many other big celebrities? Probably not.
Oh, my God. No. Mm. But there's no reason to do that. I don't want to do that ever. It's scary.
Ever.
It doesn't matter if you go because everyone thinks you didn't go.
Yeah.
Or they have a weird take on it. Mm. I have no fascination.
Mm-hmm. So was that
hidden meanings and stuff?
I think, maybe was that a dig at her
her
frenemy, Katy Perry?
That was a Katy Perry slam right there.
Meanwhile, her fiance, Travis Kelce, celebrated his birthday in the best way possible, which was watching Taylor's new movie. Yeah. And like some other people we know, may not be willing to give up a wedding date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're giving up wins left and right. Kansas City lost last night.
Oh, no.
But in the post game, Jason Kelce asked his brother,
Trav, when's the wedding?
So, see, I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Well, the bride, she says, we'll know. We will know.
At least, I guess she should go to space.
Be nice.
Well, they got a blank space.
Oh.
And I'll write your name.
Thank you for the setup.
You.
By the way, Diddy ain't getting a pardon. In fact, somebody asked Trump if Diddy had asked, and Diddy even said they'd ask for a Trump pardon. And pardon yesterday talk, Trump said no. It was likely a no, citing, he said, quote, I was very friendly with Diddy. I get along with him great. Seemed like a nice guy. I didn't know him well. But when I ran for office, he became very hostile. So it sounds like when Diddy became not friendly, that's when all Trump ties were severed.
MAGA!
So no Diddy pardon. He's got 4 years to look at.
Dating in the new millennium is not easy, especially when you're almost 80 years old. Cher reportedly getting fed up with her longtime love, A.E. Andrews' antics. He's got some party-loving ways. And a roving eye. Friends have been trying to warn her for years, and it no longer even upsets her. Now, much like the Fort Worth Fashion Week is full of love, she met her man at the Paris version in 2022. He's a model as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
39. She's 79.
Nice. Well, there you go.
So.
Well, you know.
When's the wedding?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Halloween, though, is definitely coming up if you want to talk about super scary things outside of matrimony. Best pop culture costumes. And I think we're going to take a trip pretty soon to Spirit Halloween to see if these are true or not. First of all, some of the pop culture costumes that are trending right now, Le Boo Boos. Also, that would be Taylor Swift in her Life of a Showgirl era.
You're
going to have a lot of Swifties of all ages dressing as showgirls.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. And that's going to be going to go well. Also, K-pop Demon Hunters. Pretty much any of them right there. And then your kid's favorite YouTuber, Ms. Rachel.
Aww.
No. And then Sabrina Carpenter, which you may know. There's a street there over on West Dallas that you can already see that now. Happy Halloweening.
So if you want to make a quick $5,000 and get a trip to fabulous Las Vegas, casino.org has the opportunity of a lifetime. Or several lifetimes. That's because they're on the hunt for someone to go ghost hunting at El Cortez Hotel and Casino. You're going to get everything you need, including gear, accommodations, flights, and more. You do have to be over 21, and there's a lot of mobster sightings.
Ooh.
People that have been gone for a long time.
Yeah, see.
You may want to spend your time doing other things.
That would be good, see.
Heather knows.
Hmm. Yeah, sign me up.
Be careful out there.
It may be Amazon big deal booster door online Amazon days. But Amazon also owns, of course, the James Bond franchise and on Prime Video. And they are getting backlash right now. James Bond fans are giving it to them. After they rebranded all of the James Bond movie pictures and everything that they had up there, that they removed all the guns from the pictures.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Like, even like the iconic James Bond.
Yeah.
Just any of them.
The like, man with the golden
like
gun?
Like he's just holding his hand up awkwardly. So they did that, and they haven't replaced the guns yet. They've now just taken all of those pictures down, so I don't even know what they have up there anymore. It was really weird last night. I was on Prime, and I was going to find a movie, and I was thinking, I've never seen this one before. The Man with the Golden Banana.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Yeah. Hank FM.
Mom would have liked that joke, but I doubt she's on. She's a big James Bond fan. Pretty sure she would have left Dad for Roger Moore.
He's pretty cute.
I might have. I don't know.